You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Live, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook. Love it, love it, love it, love it. 713-780-3776. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome. If you saw that Rockets game last night and you're pissed about the referee, and then, I mean, it's not usually that you'll never hear a coach talk like Ime did after the game. Like, these guys don't even belong in the league. And then the crew chief that's starstruck, wow. Ime went after him. Elsewhere, D'Amico not happy with the defense on Sunday. That's just fine. Quarterbacks who are transferring, Dylan Raiola out of Nebraska, DJ Lagway, Sorbsby from Cincinnati. And there's a report that Arch is returning in 2026 to Texas.
Imagine that.
Well, I mean,
he's never going to go pro. Yeah. No matter what, the Mannings want him to get. He made that little comment early in the year. I don't know about all that, dude. You get 1 year as a starter. The failure rate is unbelievably high for 1 year starters in the NFL. And he didn't play well enough to go into the pros. He clearly doesn't know enough.
Where would he might be the first quarterback taken this year?
But he might fail. I don't think the Mannings are about let's get that first contract money. Do anything possible to just get the money as quickly as possible. I think it's about being a legend, legendary. I think it's about winning Super Bowls.
And being ready for it.
I think the standard, and he's not ready for it. He's not even close to ready for it. Frankly, he probably needs 3 years as a starter to be ready. He won't. It'll probably happen after two. He can take 3 years if he wants to.
Much better will he be next year?
I think he'll be a lot better.
I think he will, too.
I have some questions about.
He played a lot better the second half of the season.
I don't think he's going to be I think he's going to be Eli, where he is mobile, he's athletic. I don't think he's a very naturally accurate quarterback, and I don't think that's going to change. His throwing motion is not repeat. Doesn't have a repeatable process. His footwork isn't great. I think that accuracy is going to be an issue for
him. Those things you can improve on, though.
You can, but if you're not naturally accurate, you don't typically. It's very, very rare for it to improve.
Well,
it's happened with a smaller amount
Josh
of guys.
Allen.
Yeah. I mean, you're going with the outlier. You're going with Tom Brady at 40. I mean, it rarely happens. I can give you, I'm probably off the top of my head, give you 20 where it didn't happen in the draft. And it's because of process. And Josh Allen did a lot to rebuild his. There's a quarterback guru who's unbelievable, and what he did was he changed his release point was too far forward. And he brought it back where he was releasing it here instead of here. And then he also stopped throwing as hard. He took something off his throws, and it's made like an incredible difference with Josh Allen. But it took a ton of work to change his muscle memory. So it can be done. He's the first one I saw where it was done. Like, that's the first time I said, wow, someone actually did it. And so I had to go. So I Josh was talking to Jason Garrett. There was a feature that was done with Jason Garrett, and it was, if you can find it, it's a really, really good piece if you're a football fan to, and that kind of stuff interests you, because I didn't even know it was really even possible. And when he discussed that, I thought that's interesting. So, you know, maybe it can happen with, but maybe he's just going to be like Eli and throw more interceptions. I mean, Eli and Peyton, they were nothing. They weren't the same at all. Peyton took care of the football, read the field well. Eli, frankly, was an interception machine. In college, he threw a ton of interceptions. In pros, he threw a ton of interceptions. And I just think that Arch, where I think Arch is going to be better is potentially processing quicker, knowing what the defense is doing before the snap, having a feel because he's seen it now in year two. Because he hangs on to it for a long. I mean, he's a slow processor.
Yeah, he is.
He gets through slow. So I think where he can get better.
And he can speed that up too.
Yeah, I think figuring out when to run is going to be important for him, and then speeding up his process. And one of the best ways to speed up the process is having a better feel for what the defense is trying to do against you. And that takes tape, and it takes just playing games. And so I think he is going to be better next year. And I think if he really wanted to do what's best for winning championships on the next level, he stays 3 years at Texas. He collects a ton of money, and he tries to win championships on the collegiate level, because quarterbacks play forever. There's really no rush to get into the league at 21. At 23, 3 years of starting experience, a chance to win national championships, that's not the worst thing in the world. Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels both played 5 years of college football, and they started a ton. Michael Penix got drafted in the first round. He played 6 years of college football.
Bo Nix is a story of exactly what you were talking.
Yeah.
A guy who was inaccurate. I mean, he,
no poise.
No.
He was a
– well, well,
at Auburn – now he was running for his life.
He ran for his life. The LSU game, he single-handedly beat LSU by himself because of his escapability. Now he's using his arm as well. I mean, going to Oregon was a great move for him, staying as long as he did, being ready. No, you're right. I mean, even one more year might help Arch. Just that process. Now – you got to pick it up a level when you get to the pros. But you know what? He needs to. Arch is a different quarterback today than he was in week three. He is a different quarterback. And how much better will Arch be?
Yeah.
I like Texas a lot more. They had all of this hype come in this offseason for Arch and all of that, the Feinbaum and everything else and the expectations. It was way too much because he hadn't proven a thing. He's proven these last few
weeks. Wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't his fault. But he's proven these last few weeks. Now he deserves to get the accolades and the expectations.
Now, I would not be saying stupid stuff like the greatest college quarterback since Tim Tebow.
No.
That's just Feinbaum being hyperbolic because he's not. I mean, he's not that. I mean, he's developing into a good college quarterback. Let's just let it be what it is. He's developing into a good college quarterback. Yeah, that's great. But you're on ESPN, so you got to make, you know, the biggest statements. You got to make the grandest comments. You got to, so that your comments can be headline stories for the other shows to debate. I mean, and Arch Manning just sitting there like never had been a full-time starter in college football at all and looked like it for a chunk of the year. I mean, looked like it at he was terrible in the Kentucky game. Terrible.
Yeah.
At Kentucky, and that was later in the year. He wasn't good for the first three quarters against Mississippi State, and then came on in the second half against Mississippi State. He was bad in the first half.
I like, though, that in crunch time, in game-winning time, he played well.
Played better in the Florida loss in the fourth quarter. He made plays. He actually brought them back in the fourth quarter but he was terrible for a giant chunk of
that
game,
too. That was early in the
season.
Well,
it was in October. Oh, no. You know what? It's actually September.
Yeah.
It was actually late September, I think.
Yeah. Third or fourth.
Well, I was at Alabama. Alabama played Vanderbilt that game. Was that late September or was that October?
That was early in the season, dude. They had two losses, remember? They were two and two.
No, it was October 4th. Yeah. Huh. So, I mean, week five, probably.
Yeah.
Five, maybe six.
That's 2 months ago now. He played much better in the A&M game. He's played what was before A&M. He's been playing better. He's been playing a lot better. And I think
it's overstated how great this version of Arch has been later in the season.
I don't. You know why? Because like I think Oklahoma, they're using him smart.
I think he's playing good halves here and there. I don't think he's sustaining a three-game run of really good football. I haven't seen it this year. So that's what has to happen next year. Like, you can't show three games like, man, Arch was really good here, here, here. It hasn't happened yet. But I think it will. And I think next year, and to circle back to your question, I think that's what's going to happen next year is none of this is new anymore. The pressure's not new. He'll have some new Viore shorts and some new Warby Parker glasses that he can
he'll
wear.
He'll be a different guy.
He'll have a different Lambo. Texas will give him a new Lambo, a different Lambo, a different color maybe that really
suits his. So
I think it's just a matter of Texas and advertisers making him as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, and I think maybe he should get some jewelry from Zadik.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he wants to, I speak for Zadik. I really don't need him speaking, but he can take some of that NIL money and go get something if he'd like. I actually looked at getting my wife a Longhorn necklace, a pendant on the necklace, because my wife's a Longhorn and she's got some thoughts on Arch. But they've got something for everyone. And if you want to have something made, they can make it for you at Zadik Jewelers as well. That's what's really cool, is that Zadik has designers in-house that can make anything for you. You can draw it on a piece of paper. You can take it out of a magazine. You can screenshot it from, you know, something you see on the internet, and they can make it for you. That's how good they are. Now, when it comes to the very best designers, they've got the best designers, custom pieces or unique timepieces that are going to be just available there at the Zadik location. 28,000 square feet of store, and that means they have more of everything that you are looking for. And probably most importantly, a sales staff who knows how to answer the questions and walk you in the right direction to find something that makes the most sense for what you are looking for and for your budget. It's 1801 Post Oak Boulevard is Zadik Jewelers.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-7803. We have had zero calls today. I want to know what y'all think about the calls last night in the Rockets game. Did you stay up and watch? If you didn't stay up and watch, you missed one of the best games of the year. Red?
Let's get red in here, then.
Oh. So you missed one. If you missed last night's game, it was one of the best games of the year. Back and forth, three-point shots, tying, and then they went to overtime. They got a terrible call on Amen to send it to overtime. And then the Rockets lost by three with a questionable shot at the to
a step back is not that's some James Harden type
and Elfie
right
step
there.
Back
yeah
yeah
that's not the best shot possible.
No, I don't know if they couldn't free up Kevin Durant, but whatever. Red is here. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. What's up, Red?
Hey, how you doing, partner? How you doing? Long time caller, first time listener. I want to talk to y'all about something that I just realized over this past weekend. That Fernando Mendoza fella, he's real good quarterback, real great quarterback, great athlete, great player. But, you know, I don't think he's the best player in college football. In fact, everyone at New York for the Heisman ceremony, they weren't the best player in college football. Best player in college football is that Jacob Rodriguez fella out of Texas Tech. And I'll tell you what, boys, they have bad defense, ooh, boy. We'll get after you. And you may be thinking, am I a Texas Tech fan? Oh, absolutely. That's why my name is Red. Everyone calls me Tex. You know what? I'm gonna let you listen to this one real quick. Yeah, good shot. We may not win the first game. We may not win the second game. But you know what? I like our odds this year. We got a good defense. And you know what? Next time you see that Nick Caserio feller, you tell him draft Jacob Rodriguez. Guns up, wrecking check, keep on drilling, baby.
I mean, that was...
Thanks, Red.
That was Landman stuff right there.
Oh.
You know who that was? That was his son.
Yep.
That was the son.
Wears a Texas Tech hat.
The wears Texas Tech hat. That's who that was.
Funerals.
It kind of sounded like him a little bit too.
He wears a Texas Tech hat with a suit jacket on.
I like the way he made a move in on the dead guy's wife. How quick that happened.
Yeah, that, no.
He wasn't trying to. It just happened.
Listen, it was a good move, too.
I would have made the same move.
She's my type. They all got really skinny this year, though. I mean, they had an offseason all, and they got too skinny, actually, all of them.
His wife and daughter.
I think they ruined the show, if you want to know the
truth. It's a goofy show.
It's goofy.
It's dumb and goofy.
Yeah. Where she did the dinner. Where she's throwing the food all over?
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. But it's just everything
terrible.
With his daughter and wife. I'm like, oh, this is going to be
no,
stupid.
I
liked it at first when I was like, hey. And now I'm like, I've already seen this
stuff.
They took the stripper to the that was season one, to the old folks' home?
You should see this year, the old folks' home, what happens.
I don't even care.
No, it's.
You think I'm going to keep watching? Here's what you should do. Cut all that stuff out. More cartel. And that one Mexican girl, also her,
yeah.
I have her more.
Well, she's whining now.
I know.
Wait till you see.
I couldn't. You know what that show could use would make it better? Claire Danes.
Crying.
Shut up, Claire Danes.
Claire Danes cries about
can't
everything.
Can't that sleeper cell just knocked her off in the first episode of Homeland? Saved us all from the rest of her movies.
We need more pluralists. Is what we need. We need more Kim Wexler.
Was it Kim Wexler? Yeah, it was Kim Wexler. Carol. It is a good show. It's an unusual premise.
Yeah.
But you keep watching, I keep wanting to see when Carol will start living her best life. This last episode she started and then she's like, I don't like this.
Well, no.
Did you watch this last one?
Yeah.
Are you already finished with it?
Yeah, I think I'm caught up.
Friday. It came
Where
out
she
Friday.
She says come back.
Yeah, you watch the last one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so she wants everyone to come back. So I don't know. It's a good show. I didn't know if I
is that the end of the season?
No, I don't think so.
Is there more?
We need 20 episodes.
Well,
but think you know
what I want to know is whatever happened to the House of the Dragon? Good Lord, it's 7 years since the first season.
They've had two seasons.
Two seasons. I know, but how long has it been?
No, it hasn't been that long, has it?
I don't think so.
I guess I binge-watched it as soon as it came out.
That's probably what it was. Season 3.
It started in 22.
Yeah.
It'll be back.
And then it was 24, and it's probably 26.
Yeah, it'll be back in 26.
What are you? You can't let
two
somebody.
2 years?
It takes two years to film.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my gosh. Look how extravagant their stuff
promote
is.
Plus promote and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be back. They haven't given a specific.
It was in July. It was in summer of 24.
It was June 24, August 20.
I can't wait 2 years for these
things. It was August 21, June 24, so it'll probably be in the summer.
Didn't Game of Thrones came out every year?
Initially, and then they started striking.
Then it took a while.
Yeah.
Well, they probably had some in the can, I guess, right?
Well, they had all the writing. The author had written all the stuff, so they didn't have to develop story. Now, after the first four books, when he stopped writing to do other stuff.
Just do it. Del
still hasn't finished the story, by the way.
Just do what Del and the Rock Boys are doing, which is watch Stranger Things. Watch Stranger Things season five or six.
Eight.
The first volume of season five is out. Volume two comes out.
Yeah, you hear how they're
Christmas.
Doing this? The next set of movies is going to be Christmas. They did Thanksgiving, then they're doing Christmas, and then what's the next?
Series finale, one long episode, pretty movie length, will be New Year's Eve. You can get ready for The Night of the Seven Kingdoms if you want more Game of Thrones stuff. That's coming
out. What's that? That's a new one?
Yeah,
new spinoff?
It's going to be set over like a couple days.
All right, so we'll get nudity in year one. They always do that.
No, because it's at a tournament. Well, you might get nudity, but not.
At a tournament?
Like
a joust
type thing, yeah.
That's what this is?
It's going to be set over like a couple of days.
I just don't know if I can watch a jousting show.
Well, it's only 30 minutes per episode.
Unless somebody gets their eye sockets thumped out.
That'll happen.
What is it called? Night of the what?
A Night of the Seven Kingdoms. It's based off a novella that George R. R. Martin wrote. He wrote like several of them. There'll be the night, as you heard, and then there'll be some Targaryens there. But we're past House of the Dragon, so the Targaryens.
It's in between House of Dragons and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and you'll
Targaryens are problems.
And there'll be a Targaryen in hiding. You'll probably figure that out.
How do you know
quickly.
All this stuff?
Because I heard how the novella is written. I know about the novella.
That's why you're a rock boy.
You're a rock boy.
I haven't read. I just know of what it's supposed to be. But I'm going to be surprised because I haven't read any of the novella. I just know who the two main characters are based off of other things.
You know what's better than novellas? Telenovelas.
Yeah. Well, you like Latinas, so that makes sense.
That is true.
You.
But, well, he's got time to see all of this stuff because he doesn't play. I invited him
and
to play golf
come
with
watch,
us.
He doesn't come watch games.
I invited him to come watch games. He doesn't come down.
Nope.
I invited him to play golf with us.
Seriously, cut the crap,
me,
Dell.
Justin, Fox, and Dell.
Cut what crap?
Me and Dell will take on Justin and Fox.
I don't want to be invited to your party.
Okay.
I don't want to be there with the three of you playing golf.
Are you even going to go to the Christmas party for the station on the 22nd?
Well, I'll be working from 7 to 10, so yeah, I'll be there. And then I'm going.
Dell and Sean, a.k.a. Rock Boys.
It won't be Dell and Sean. Sean will be working in a different capacity, but it'll be us from 7 to 10. I think Jeremy and Joe from 10 to 12. And that's the end of the party.
And that's. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, that's it.
But they get to. Everybody gets to stay for the party.
Well, yeah, they get to stay, but it's because we have now a gap in programming because Rich Eisen is on. We're not going to go stretch it. Hey, guys. Sit around for 3 hours, and then we'll have another show. So it'll be from 7 to 12. It's condensed into 5 hours. John, you'll be drinking as soon as the show begins.
Yes.
And you'll be drinking past when the show
ends.
Yes. John's the life of the party from 10 to 12. Maybe he hangs around longer at Nick's, but it gives everyone a 5-hour period. So they don't have to hang around if they don't want past noon. 5 hours, go about the rest of your day if you so choose. That's all.
Yes, that sounds like a great day to me.
There it is. So that's what the Christmas party will be next Monday at Nick's Place.
That's next Monday at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge. As a matter of fact, Nick is going to come on with us. How about
I haven't heard if we have any different because at some of the Christmas parties we had food there, but that's kind of a weird thing if Nick is actually serving food. And we've got other restaurants food there.
We're not bringing other restaurants
in. We're going to make people eat donuts before they do the eggnog stuff. So
we'll have something.
Shipley's will be there. Or some donut place will have food there. You'll have Nick's. Order from Nick is what we're saying. You want food, order from Nick.
So I got, that's true. So I got this from someone who would know. Dylan Raiola is going to take a pay cut.
Really?
He's not going to make as much as he was making at Nebraska. And Lagway wanted to stay at Florida, but they told him he was going to have to compete for the starting job.
Ah.
With who?
Wouldn't shock me if he winds up at Baylor.
So Raiola's taking a pay cut?
Yeah, and Lagway
is
too.
Oh, so is it really that, you got to go somewhere else to be – or – we ain't paying you that much, bro.
I don't know.
You know why? I'll tell you this, too.
I don't know.
They like the young kid that took his place.
That's the thing.
He's from Compton.
Well, so maybe this is what it is. Maybe what's really going on is they said, you guys sucked. We gave you a bunch of money. You sucked.
Yeah.
Well, you got to compete now. We're not just going to, it's different when you have money.
Or they wanted to keep the young guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, with the portal, you're right. But that's the other thing is that, hey, we got expectations now. You're getting all this money. A lot of times you're harder to deal with. We have to deal with handlers and agents and all that stuff. If the juice ain't worth the squeeze, we ain't juicing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of that's going to start happening too, because eventually schools are going to – everyone believes that in college football the salaries are going to fall in line because schools just didn't know – they really don't have any idea early on, and now they're starting to develop more of an idea of where the salary should be.
Right. Yeah, no.
That's interesting, though, that Lagway and Rail are not, if my information's correct that I just got from somebody and he knows, then that's pretty interesting that it's not just a situation where it's highest bidder.
We'll just pay you whatever you want.
Yeah, it happens for some.
We'll just pay you whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, it happens for some.
Yeah, right.
It'll still happen for the guys who play well, but the guys who don't play well, maybe that's not the case. Although I have a hard time believing that they're not going to get paid handsomely just for being named quarterbacks.
Let's break. You need to talk about John Daspit. We got our penultimate segment next where AJ chimes in on the stuff that Dell missed today. So we'll do
Dell
that.
Dell can chime in too.
Yeah, Dell can chime
what
in too.
I missed?
Yeah, you missed. I'm sure you missed some stuff.
What about what you missed?
Well, I don't care about that.
Oh.
What I need is Lance to talk about Daspit. Don't miss that.
John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com. This is the best way to do it. They speak English. They speak Spanish. You can get a live chat on the website. Free consultation is available 24/7. And they have a nationwide toll-free line. John has law firms around the country in different states. Not in every state, but you might have a family member who's been in an accident at work and or you know, an 18-wheel or something like that, and DASPIT might be able to help them out. What he's going to do if you have been injured at work or you know out on the roadway with a big 18-wheel or some big truck hits you. The reason you need to know about John DASPIT is because they're going to look to get a settlement done with you as quickly as possible. A really quick settlement done with you. The reason is simple, because they don't want you getting what you have coming to you in terms of your bills being paid, you know, your hospital bills, all of your time missed from work, and especially your pain and suffering. What is that worth to you? Well, if you're the one going through the pain and suffering, it's worth a lot more than it is to the insurance agency who's just trying to squeeze you as tight as possible. Check them out online at DASPITlaw.com, and that should be the first call you make if you're involved in an accident at work or otherwise. DASPITlaw.com, that's DASPITlaw.com.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Quick, AJ. They don't have their headset.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. Right here on ESPN.
You didn't get in on time, AJ.
Greg, yeah. Our GM, who just showed up to say hello. Happy holidays, man. We appreciate you. This is our penultimate segment of the show. It feels like a Friday, doesn't it? Feels like
yeah,
a Friday.
But it's just Tuesday.
We haven't left this facility since Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. Right?
So I imagine it feels like we're normally here Thursday, Friday a lot. So I imagine it feels like a Friday.
It feels like a great Friday right now. But what the sad part is that we got to go back. We'll be at studio. Now, Friday we're going to be at Republic Boot Company, right? Friday we'll be at Republic Boot Company, so we want you all to come there. And then, of course, Monday at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, for the big Christmas party. Man, Christmas is already here. Holy crap. It is just something. And we will be back January 2nd, correct? We're going to take off the 22nd and the 23rd, or no, the 23rd, 24th, and then all the way through until New Year. And then we'll be back on the 2nd because we've got all of the bowl games, the big bowl games to talk about, and Texans, which we won't have talked about. Oh, no, we will.
We'll talk about
them. We're not going to miss any of them because Monday we'll talk about them after the Raiders game.
Well, kind of. It is a Christmas party. I don't know how much talk will be actually devoted to sports.
We never deviate. We never deviate, especially at the Christmas party. That just seems like when we're all celebrating the year in sports.
This may not sound like the proper way to go about it, but everyone who enjoys what these two clowns do should come to the Christmas party on that day, because you won't enjoy them on the air that day. You want to enjoy them in person, because the trash they're going to put out on Monday on the air, not good. Come to Nick's. That's the only way you're going to enjoy Monday's broadcast.
That's true.
You won't enjoy it if you have to listen to it.
No, that's probably. I can't imagine someone actually listening to us.
No, you should come out to Nick's that day.
It happens all the time. People have to work.
Yeah.
And they never know what's going on because we don't do a show for them.
That's all we do is
we're doing a show for the people who are right in front of us.
I'm telling you, just show up.
I've heard it's
from
bad.
I know it's bad. I've either been at the studio while it's being done, or watching you guys put that trash out on the air. So everyone, come to Nick's.
Yeah, really do need to.
But I remember when,
and it's going to be in the seven. It's going to be like 76 that day.
Remember when
no rain?
Harry Gold was there.
Yeah, when Jeremy.
Yeah, I got Jeremy Piven in. I got. Yeah.
And he was like, "What kind of place is this? 8 a.m. It's packed."
The Improv reached out. He actually had a great time. Yeah. The Improv reached out and like, "Hey, you want Jeremy Piven on?" I said, "We're actually got a Christmas party, but can he come out there and do it?" And he asked him. He goes, "Yeah, I'd love to." And he had a great time out there with us.
It was fun.
He had a great time.
I'll never forget the story about when he was a kid. He got bit by the coug by Shasta. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that story at all. By the University of Houston Cougars?
Yes, he was a kid. His dad worked at the University of Houston. Shasta bit him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
AJ's
a kook.
Yeah, I know AJ's a kook.
I'm a kook.
I never knew the story about why they put up the three fingers.
It's a UH. It's, you know that, right? No, it's a U and an H.
And then the middle finger. Well, it's the thought
you heard something different. It's a U and an H.
That's not it. That's not the reason.
Why do they
That's not
it?
The reason.
What are you talking about?
Because back in the 50s or 60s, Shasta got his paw caught in the cage and lost that finger. Lost that paw.
Last are you sure about
Kevin
this?
Eschenfelder told this story.
Well, Eschenfelder's pretty cooked up.
No, no.
I mean, my dad coached.
And that became.
Well, this is a U and an H. See it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the U and the H.
Yes, I do, but that was just a byproduct.
Do you know the
It was that Shasta lost his digit in the cage, and then they just started doing
AJ,
that.
AJ, have you ever heard? Do they teach you that at school?
Yeah, I heard of the story like my senior year, junior year, something like that. Yeah, it's true.
Same story?
Yeah, it's the same one.
Do you know the fight song for University of Houston?
Sing it.
Not by words, but even I if do. I like knew it.
Right. My dad coached there, so I know it.
What is it?
I'm not going to sing it. But
why
it's
not sing it?
Cougars fight for dear old U of H.
Cougars fight for dear old
U of H for all my mom's cheer. Yeah. So fight for Houston University for victory is near. And then they get it, and then I'm not going to do the rest. But I know it all.
Good job, guys.
I know it all. I also know Texas our Texas. I call it the fight song for our state, but it's a state song.
I've been working on the railroad.
Texas our Texas, all hail the. I'm not supposed to sing this in Louisiana though.
Why not?
It's a crossover. You're not supposed to do intrastate songs. Intrastate. Interstate state songs you're not supposed to do.
Right. Well, I know the LSU
one. It's illegal.
I know the LSU one. We're LSU, P-Rose, and Po-Boys.
That's not it?
That's their song.
No, they sing a song. It's not for radio.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, no.
That's they sing another song.
Okay,
not for
let's
radio.
Sing that one.
No.
Neck.
New. How did that start? I wonder how that started, where all of these grown-up people who are parents and grandparents started saying it.
I mean, everybody.
It's one thing for a student section.
Yeah.
That ain't just student section yelling that out. It's somebody's grandma saying that.
Well, sure. I mean,
somebody's grandma or meemaw, whatever they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that. Somebody's great-grandpa has probably told somebody to do something to a tiger.
Yeah.
Somebody's great-grandpa has probably at some point said it. Some 7-year-old has said it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, if that's the fight song, that's the fight song.
And
what
I
are we going
like,
to do?
That's
like, not the fight song.
It kind of is. You don't think it's a fight song?
It's unofficial, but it's not what LSU would throw on their page to say that's our fight song. Isn't it? Bah, 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 bah. Isn't that the fight song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bah, bah, bah,
it's,
bah,
not,
bah.
It's not next.
Go, you Tigers.
Is that it? There's got to be something else. Isn't there something else? There's probably words to all of it.
Yeah, I would imagine. Because
you got to have it for a school song, you got to have words to all of it. I know A&M's.
Yeah,
so you've heard
that's
it
That's
so
good, though. When they do that to start the game, right before the marching band, and they wait and they go, bam, 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 and the place goes nuts.
The worst was when I was at Texas and USC for the national championship game, and every time they like got a first down, USC would.
No,
that's Florida State. What do they do?
It's
dun, 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 Florida State. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, the worst is Oklahoma's playing LSU. And we were right behind the band.
All the time.
It was like, if I hear that one more time,
yeah.
I
swear to God.
I just want to let people know. What you just heard is a preview of what the Christmas party was like.
Just
unfocused yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole sound night. Making. Yeah.
Yeah. Just right, general right. Soundsmanship.
You think I'd that's like what that. Our Christmas party sounds like?
I don't think I'm wrong.
I just think it's best to be there for it as opposed to.
Yeah, it's best to be there.
So, Matt, so you're right. As a Coug, John's 100% correct. We learned that and the fight song in the legendary Dr. Bot class, whoever Dr. Bot was.
Well, that's what Kevin Eschenfelder told me.
Kevin
Eschenfelder has never lied, okay?
No,
ever.
Kevin Eschenfelder is the official spokesman for U of H. He and Bill Worrell. If it doesn't come from him, Bill Worrell, or Mark Mark Berman, I'm not listening to it. It's Mark Berman, Bill Worrell, and Kevin Eschenfelder.
Right.
That's the big three of University of Houston information.
Yeah, I feel bad. One time we were trying to get University of Houston over to be on 97.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I'm going to do the play-by-play. And they were like, oh, we got Kevin Eschenfelder. I said, F Eschenfelder.
Wow. Of course you did.
They were like,
guy's a lifelong.
Yeah.
He's a lifelong Coug.
I don't care.
And you're just a transient. Do you have a T-shirt for me?
I am
not.
I'm all about U of H. I love U of H.
Somebody give me a golf shirt, I'm in.
Wow.
Yes.
His good buddies.
And Kevin Eschenfelder's living and dying with wins and losses.
Did I go to a Coug game this year? Yes. Am I
so
a big
did Eschenfelder.
Yes. Well, he has to go. He works there.
He wants to go.
But
that's the difference.
You know what? I need to be there play-by-play. Look what it did for the – we were undefeated, the Roughnecks. Undefeated.
Didn't even make it through a season.
That's all. We champs. I got a ring.
That's like an Aggie ring for one of their titles that don't really exist.
No, I got a ring, brother.
You and UCF get titles that don't exist. UCF was giving out rings for the 2017 non-national title. So are the what are they called again? They're not the Roughnecks anymore. What are they now? The Gamblers again?
Yeah.
If that's still
yeah, because they lost all their integrity when they left our station.
Okay.
Yeah. So they had to change their name because nobody paid attention to them anymore. Get back on, and we'll see. We'll fill that stadium.
What if you don't get to be the play-by-play guy, though?
Then F them, too.
Okay. All right.
All right, we got a break. We got to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. Listen, you got a chance right now, January 1st. I'm telling you right here and now, if you need anything powder coated, all right, Robin will come. She'll go as far as Beaumont to pick up the stuff. She'll go way out there, out west. She'll go north. She'll go south, down to the Gulf to pick up stuff. Absolutely free and deliver it absolutely free. But here's the deal. On January 1st, prices are going up. She wanted everybody to know, okay? She's saying, listen, I'm telling you, I told you, okay? So make your order. Do your order now. They will keep the old prices for you. If you order now, say, this is what we need. This is what we want this done. We know it's going to take a while, but we want the prices from 2025 because in 2026, the prices are going up. What do you need powder coated? And I go to this. I hadn't thought about this. All of you that have all of these smokers and grills that you use for the rodeo, man, you don't want them rusted out. You want people to see a beautifully powder coated a smoker or grill. That's what you want. You don't want it old and rusty. Come on, brother. Well, Robin can do that. Get in now. Order it now. Do it now. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be delivered. They don't have to pick it up right away. But you got to order it now. Okay? So if you're going to do this, if you are going to get powder coated, do it now. Because January 1st, the prices go up. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I just gotta watch here. Ethiopia arrests 9 social media stars over indecent attire at a creative awards event. You just gotta be careful. There is, and by the way, in Iran, apparently they have a marathon, but they're none too pleased because of the women who are running in it nude without the veil. They're calling them nudes.
That's nude?
That's nude.
Okay.
Because they don't have on the hijab? Is it?
Hijab, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it's different in other. I just want to, you know, just different in other countries. They consider that nude. You're indecently dressed. You know, without a hijab, without a veil. More than $100,000 worth of escargot was stolen from a French snail farmer. And he's got Michelin clientele.
Who? Where was Thomas Keller?
What I
did? Thomas Keller. Is he part of? Was he one of the ones who boosted his snails? That's a Michelin star. One of the most famous Michelin star chefs, Thomas Keller with the French Laundry. It might have been him.
It might have been. He might have stole it all. I just
want to know. Daniel Boulud? Does anyone know where Daniel Boulud was when all of this was stolen? Or Eric Repair?
I don't know.
He's just naming chefs you don't know.
Yeah, we don't know
they're
who
all
they are. It's
the
not funny.
Biggest name chefs.
We don't know who they are.
They're all the biggest name chefs in the world. Huh. Jose Andres?
But my thought is, how hard is, like, the guy who stole $50,000 worth of ice cream? You got to refrigerate it.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, yeah, but even if it melts.
And then where are you selling this on the black market? Why are you stealing stuff that you can't sell?
You
got to
just love ice cream.
I guess.
You sell it in the neighborhood for like $2.
How long do snails last before they expire?
I imagine if you put them on ice, they're okay. Yeah, you're going to have to move snails pretty quick.
I mean,
the snail fencing is going to be... I don't know if somebody...
You're going to restaurants.
Look,
you're going to get caught.
The only way you're doing this is if you've already got a buyer.
I guess.
That's the only way.
I mean...
Or you've got multiple restaurants that are going to buy.
Yeah. A mom of two was found dead after wandering into the freezer of a Miami Dollar Tree. First of all, I didn't know Dollar Trees have frozen...
I didn't either.
A frozen section?
I didn't either.
And secondly... What is this, the bear? You can't get out of the freezer?
No. Well, it must have been like that.
Yeah.
It must have been like a walk-in that she got locked in.
And she, how long was she there?
Oh, my God. I don't even like thinking about that stuff. I start to get claustrophobic.
How long? And she got stuck in there. I mean, open the door. Somebody open the door for her. That's just terrible. That's just terrible. I don't know if I did this one. Apparently, engaging in sex acts in a courtroom with a court clerk is a fireable offense. Did we do that one yesterday?
No.
For the clerk?
So, yeah, apparently, even if you're an on-duty deputy, I think that goes without saying. While you were on duty, one of the clerks and you had some relations in the courtroom. And he was like, hey, why am I getting fired? He didn't realize that having relations with a clerk in the courtroom was a fireable offense.
What about having relations with anyone in the courtroom as a court official? What about if it's your wife? I think it's still a fireable offense.
Yeah, you can't just go around doing stuff in the court.
Is it the best place? Because there's cameras in every courtroom, right?
Yeah. There's cameras everywhere.
Don't you think you would think of a better place? Shouldn't we go somewhere where there's no cameras watching
them?
He doesn't
believe sex in a public place as
yeah,
a court
I noticed
official
that we're going,
is
like,
he's, not a problem no matter what.
He's talking about cameras and stuff. Like, that's probably not a good thing to do, is just do stuff in courtrooms.
Well, apparently he said there are other times that people have been doing this. And why am I getting fired
for
it?
People just have sex in that courtroom all the time, and he's the first one to get fired?
Yeah. Dude, I just think you need to make better judgments about where you're having relations.
The judgment.
Better judgment about where you're doing this and who you're doing it with.
The who you're doing it with thing.
You're an on-duty officer. You probably shouldn't be... I don't know, the clerk?
I don't know if the clerk matters. It could be a woman he met at Starbucks. Don't have sex in the courthouse.
In the courtroom, yes.
Yeah, just
probably
don't do
bad
it.
He keeps focusing you're probably right about
that.
I don't know that.
Oh, it's a real problem because it's another court official, and that's what we have an issue with.
Right.
He does keep focusing on that same thing.
If you picked up the barista, it doesn't matter. Don't do it.
Don't do it in the courtroom. Yeah. All right, we got to go. Hey, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, thank you so much. Joe, Greg, you guys are great. We appreciate you. Thanks for letting us come here once again. We need to come back for at least the tournament.
March Madness.
At worst, the March Madness. Greg.
Hey, but this has been a fun time, but do not go anywhere. Rock Boys coming up next. Dell and
Sean and I are
Del
the Rock
and Sean,
Boys.
The Rock Boys coming up next.
You kind of are. You kind of are. I do that to start your show. You guys playing the air guitar.
How does that help? Anyway?
I don't know. You could do it on. Sean will do it in there, you guys do Rock Boys.
You know what? Of all the things I thought about my career and how poorly it's going, you know what I didn't think about ever doing? Mimicking Jacob Martin.
Jacob Martin.
How am I going to do that?
Rock Boys.
Yeah.
Well, how about you and I, Lance, talk about Republic Boot Company, because we're going to be there on Friday. And here's the thing is Christmas presents. Y'all, you got time. Friday we're going to be there. It's going to be a party. There's going to be more Jaeger bombs flying than ever, they said. At this party, we want you to stop on by. They've got a bar there. They're going to have music on Friday as well. But we're having all our shows at the Republic Boot Company, and we want you to come on by and hang out with us. This is a great place to get your significant other ready for the next rodeo season.
Yeah, and you know they don't. They like you to get your next set of boots, like to have more because you love their boots so much, you get a second pair.
Yeah, not because, oh, these are...
No.
No, because you love boots.
Yeah, and that's what they have. They have boots that you're going to love. So if you're looking for boots, their 1836 are phenomenal. They can custom fit it to your foot. They can also custom make a boot for you. They have a Shoot Your Boot where they have a gator hunt in October of next year. You can sign up right now. Spaces are limited where you're guaranteed to get that. They have events all the time over there. You can go to their page and take a look at the events. But just know this. Custom hats that are custom fit to your head, the custom boots, jackets, anything that you're looking for that's Texas and that's going to be Western wear, they absolutely have it, and it looks great.
Yep, and we can't wait to see you on Friday. RepublicBootCompany.com. It's East 11th Street in the Heights. RepublicBootCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.